All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer in our communion class. Dear Lord, I thank you that you're with us. And Lord, I thank you for your plan that you're revealing to us and helping us perform. Lord, bless every word that's spoken today to be anointed. It will be anointed, but bless it to be just what you need it to be. And bless the website, O Lord, and all those that hear it. Bless every speaker in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is moving. You know, whenever we want something, we can ask, and it will happen. I was telling my son yesterday, I said, when you believe God for something by faith, you put a demand, and there's nothing in this earth that can reverse it when you believe it without doubt. And that's one of the true and precious promises God gave us.
I've got a present for it. I found out my neighbor who's lived 5 years for many years, their oldest is, I asked Linda, and she said she's finished college, and I knew she wanted to go to medical school, and she's got accepted to South Alabama Medical School.
Good.
She wants to be a pediatrician. So that made me feel good.
Yeah.
Because she was probably, maybe 12 when she moved there, a little younger.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That is good. I love pediatricians. Little children, they need good doctors, you know.
She's a real sweet girl.
Mm-hmm. That's a blessing. I love anybody that go in the medical field. They help people live. And we're talking about healing this morning on we made it to page 12. And I like the way Joseph Prince put this. He said, partaking of the Lord's body brings healing. When we see what it helps us realize what he did for us. And he took on a lot of pain to heal us all. There were times that I would have just dealt with whatever was going on, but when I think about what he suffered, I demand my healing. He wants us to be healed. He wants us to thrive on earth. Whatever problems we face, the world knows it. They see it. When we handle it, we have the same kind of problems they have. But when we handle our conflicts, our problems, our challenges biblically in their sight, they have a reference of what God can do for them. And the way we live, it suggests that God will do the same thing for you. When there's love, there's no pride. So we invite people.
Say that again.
When there's love, there's no pride. and we invite people to the same salvation. The way our kindness, it all works together. They need to see our lives healed from glory to glory.
So that's why God hates pride, is because it hinders his work of salvation. People see it. By pride,
Pride rejects the point of love.
It
rejects love. It rejects what God is. It's the opposite of what God is.
Mm-hmm.
Now God deserves all the glory and the praise.
That way you won't get pride.
No, and he deserves it because he's the greatest servant. You can't find a greater servant than God. I heard a lot of things growing up. When you're interested in the world and you hear people hear compromise and. But when you hear the gospel, God became a man to die in our place. That's way set apart over everything I ever heard before. As a sinner, I said, I felt like I couldn't live up to his expectations, but I couldn't forget his love towards me. And when I didn't have things clear in my mind, he worked with me. He helped me to see, you know. And I saw how my parents lived, and I saw how my mother taught me, and how she loved my father, and she never complained, and he never complained.
What a beautiful testimony.
And, you know, I thought this was normal until I got grown. Now, he worked on a plant. He had the kind of job where you work, and you come home, and you want to sleep. And she taught school, and she made it. She made sure all the children learned. And then she came home and fixed a great dinner, and she made me do my lesson. And made sure that was done, and my nephews, my sisters were living there. I grew up with my nephews. And she made sure that everybody ate well and got their lesson. And then she went to bed and did it again. Never complain. Never. Not one time from the time I've been alive. I never heard a complaint. Then they had to drive about an hour and 20 minutes to Utah, Alabama every weekend. And he preached at one church one Sunday and two churches the next Sunday. And sometimes they'd get invited to dinner and then they'd drive all the way back home and start it again. Still, they never complained. And I thought that was normal. And then as an adult, I appreciated it, you know. But God, he even with all that, you know, I should have just been a Christian when I was a kid, but I wasn't. I didn't get saved. I was 19. And but when I did, I learned something very valuable. You're not strong in yourself. You're strong in Him. Looking to Christ, that's where that's where we get our righteousness. That's where we can receive all the love we need. That's where we have the strength to do what's right, the power to live according to His word. And at one point, I thought it was all on me. I had to do everything, but that's not true. You receive the love and strength and power from the Lord. And we
got rid of the pride.
Yeah.
That wasn't up to you, was it?
Nothing is. And I just have to yield. That's why we're powerful when we yield to it. And healing is the same way. I'm not a doctor. I can't heal myself. My body, I was born in this world. I was born with sin. Christ got me out of it. And his body was broken because He knew I would need healing. And so just like I receive love to love others, I receive healing from the Lord so that I can keep walking in love. Because if you don't get your healing, you won't be here to love. Something to go wrong. And but He said, He brought some real good points out in these next few pages. He said, partaking of the Lord's body brings healing. He said, it is God's nature to heal. Have you wondered why many Christians are sick? He said, I'm not referring to minor ailments like cough or cold. I am referring to serious life-threatening illnesses. Now, if the people of the world are sick, it should not surprise us. They do not have Jesus Christ as their protection. So it is no wonder that they are sick. You know, when sometimes you can know about something and you can master it. You can come to a stage where you can master certain things. And that's what I try to do. Starting with whatever God, the assignments that He gives. I don't want to just know about it. I want to use it in life and master it so that I can't go backwards in failure. I go forward. And the word talks about growing from glory to glory. There's nothing that God didn't give us. There's nothing. Everything that God gave us, we can master it. We can master our skills of operating in faith. We can master our love walk. That was the first thing I tried to master. I said, Lord, teach me how to love Your people. I realized that was the theme of what Jesus taught. The Beatitudes, loving God, loving man, treating people like you want to be treated. And I wanted to be good at it. I didn't want to be okay at it. I wanted to. That was too important. And I almost dropped the ball. So I asked the Lord to help me learn those principles. And I learned a lot of things that I couldn't really put in words good. And when you go in His presence, you see things and you understand it, but you may not be able to explain it. And the Lord will help you understand His ways and His word. So now healing is something I really didn't ever master. When I need healing, I get healed. But I hadn't put a lot of the emphasis I put on other things. And people know in part. You know, I've been healed before. I've been blessed by healing. You know, I've been healed a lot of times. But when I say master it, no matter what happens, I come out victorious. And I help other people. Now, that's possible. You can do it. We can do these things. Some things I possibly have mastered, but some things I'm still working on. And that's just, you know, we're all a work in progress. But everything works the same way. We receive from Him in our lives. When we receive His word, we receive that promise. That's where our faith comes from, the word that we receive, the word that we embrace. And now, to master something, every time I ever did good at something, or mastered it, if I could say that, I asked the Lord my questions. I asked Him more about it. I asked Him all kind of anything I can think of, and I asked Him to reveal to me what I don't know, because there's so much I don't know. Now, something, you know, if preachers don't know everything, if you say that you're an apostle, some people will expect you to know everything, but that's not how it works. That's just something God called you to do. Mm-hmm. But everybody has to learn. And that means you have an anointing to do a specific thing, and you don't have to know what you're anointed for, because you're anointed to do it. When you need something, the Lord calls you to do it. And then I learn from what He calls me to do. But the personal things, I have to seek Him. I have to knock, seek, and ask. Like Ray said, knock. Keep knocking. Don't stop knocking. Get after God about it. And later on today, I believe I'll be talking about breakthrough. Daniel, the Lord gave him a vision, and he wasn't clear about everything that he saw in that vision, and he went on a fast. He broke through. He fasted until he broke through. And sometimes you have to break through in areas. It doesn't matter. See, it's not a competition, and God loves you whether you do or don't. But if you do, you have abilities that you need when you need them. And
abilities you can use to help others.
Yeah, that's the purpose.
Yeah.
I will always stand. I'll lay hands on people and expect God to heal them. And but what I would love to know what I don't know. Even though I'm introduced to the word and I believe it and I received it, I still want to know what I don't know, so it'll reduce my chances of failure. And so I ask the Lord questions like that. And I look at life this way. Anything that He calls anybody to do, anybody can do it. You don't have to have a calling. You don't have to be an apostle. Any Christian. See, we're joined as with Christ.
Yes,
we just have different assignments. And I can do, when anybody that's anointed to do something, they're doing something on a higher class. But it's a grace. But it's for others. So anybody can do the same thing, and the anointing is transferable. If you receive it, you can get it. what you receive, you become. If Timothy's, the same gifts were found in Timothy that was in his mother and grandmother. So the anointing is transferable, and the gifts are transferable, and the grace of God. You know, the word, the newest word of the day, the newest revelation that's spoken today, tomorrow it'll be spoken on the playground. Because anybody can receive it, anybody that receive it and they talk about it, they're doing the same thing that the apostle did when he talked, or the pastor. The children that talk about what their pastor said at school, they're relaying the same message. And that's that's why God give us messages, so that we can resonate those messages. You don't have to be a preacher to get, you have to follow God to go forward and start the work, but other people are gonna finish it. And as we grow from glory to glory, we can master all things. And healing is one thing that I endeavor to master. And I love what he said. He gave us healing, and it's God's nature to heal us all. And never be in doubt, just receive it, just like you do everything else. And but we'll cut off there because
of the time. So we're cutting off time, but
yeah.
Why does the enemy work so hard to make us think that's not by nature? And he works very hard at it, diligently.
He wants us to look no different than his world.
That's right.
Amen.
He wants to steal the testimony. He wants to steal, kill, destroy. If he can steal the testimony, the forming testimony, he can keep people in darkness. If he can put out the light, he can shut people's eyes to the truth. And they won't decide to follow God. But if we shine bright, if we do what, if we receive God's love and relay it, if we receive healing and help others do the same thing, then we do it publicly. Everything we do publicly. If when we receive our healing, it's public. You were limped over, you were hurting, and now you're walking great again. You do it publicly. You whatever happened in your life, you handle it biblically, and you do it in their sight. Sometimes the prophets used to do things in the sight of people. Isaiah had to walk naked and barefoot. I would hate that assignment, but he did it. And Ezekiel had to make a portrait on a tile in their sight. and they asked questions, and he told them what was going to happen. He gave them a visual of the captivity they were about to face. But when God do things, when we share his love in their sight, they wake up. They're challenged to either believe or reject. And so when we choose the light in their sight, then they have to make a decision. And it gives them enough information to make a sober decision. And that's very important. And most people will. But all the walls and restrictions of Satan can be broken down, especially through our love. Our love motivates us to do everything. And not pride. Pride is the opposite. But love, when we do everything, whatever you do, do it because of the love of God, and it will work. And you will be rewarded for motivated love. All right. Any questions? Y'all have good comments. All right, we'll go take our communion. And I love the Lord our God. He thinks of everything. Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive. I thank the Lord for healing. He said, thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. Said, thank you, Jesus. I love you because you first loved me. And Lord, I thank you that you've healed us. I thank you that you provided for us. Help us to receive the things that we may not know. And help us, let it be clear, that we may serve you fully.
Yeah.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Very good.